My name is Abby. I am 23 years old from right here in Fort Mill, South Carolina, and I'm super excited to be here. To get started, I am a model, an actress, a musician.
Here we go!
There's nothing I don't do, Miss Kendra.
One of the jack of all trades, master of none type of people. And I make jewelry, soap, candles. I'm currently working on a 10th album right now. I've got a whole lot of things that I do within a day, and hopefully I'll get to take you through some. I'm looking for someone to settle down with. I want somebody that can bring peace to an already very fast-moving, stressful kind of life.
Any man who's willing to do that is a man that is going to be a fucking chump. That's going to be trying to stay with her and any woman like her.
Model, actress, artist, painter, you know, tax adjuster, all type of stuff. So what does that tell us? It tells us she's unstable mentally, financially, emotionally.
You don't know that.
Who wants to sign up for that? What serious man wants to sign up for that? I'm not saying she's a bad person, but I'm just coming from the perspective of like dating. I couldn't advise any man with his stuff together to date a woman like this.
Why not?
She wants you to bring her peace. At least she's being honest about that. She doesn't bring peace, and I always say women don't bring peace. A man's stable mind has to bring peace to a woman's chaotic mind. At least she knows that. I'll give her credit for that.
Because even this weekend alone, I've got two films in New York that I'm working on, another photo shoot here, and then Sunday, I've got a table read in Georgia.
Don't tell me with this!
I live so I love. Okay. Stereotypical Instagram quotables written all over your arm. Is that a skull? That's literally a skull, folks. How does that fit into the spirituality? That's demonic, if anything, isn't it?
Yes.
Guess what? You're going to be funding all these endeavors and all her different ideas and her 11th solo album. And you're going to be buying the plane tickets for her to go on movie auditions and fund the next batch of childish tats.
So I'll just be going. And I'm looking for somebody that can either match my going or bring peace whenever I'm back and understanding. When it comes to who I look for, it's definitely somebody that can bring peace, stability, somebody that's patient, very kind, somebody that loves the Lord. And I'm really excited to see who can match energy, who can bring the good vibrations and bring the good energy.
It's dingbat mythological bullshit.
I, in turn, can bring some form of fun chaos, because I feel like that's something everybody is looking for, whether they want to admit it or not. I definitely bring an aspect of emotional maturity there that's very, let's sit down, let's figure this out, let's work on this together.
You're a liar. You told some of the biggest lies that I've ever heard of in my whole life.
Men aren't looking for chaos, consciously or subconsciously. Most men aren't. Stable men aren't. I mean, Pookies and Ray Rays, maybe. But yeah, guys who are about business and are stable and bring structure and stuff, they're absolutely not looking for chaos. Women like this don't take life serious. And a lot of women don't really take life serious. They're looking for a man to come into their life and take life serious for them. And it just don't work that way.
Hell no!
Because at the end of the day, when it comes to a partner, you're not looking for a project. You're looking for someone that's equal. You're looking for somebody that can meet you where you are and take you higher rather than bring you down. And I love to use the analogy of like, if you were standing on a table and somebody was standing on the ground, it's going to be so much easier for them to bring you down onto the ground rather than you to bring them up onto the table. So when it comes to a relationship, I definitely want somebody that's going to have already started up on that table with me rather than need to be pulled up as well.
Isn't it ironic?
Yeah, she's gonna drag you down into the garbage can that is her life. You're definitely not on a table. You're under the table. You know what I mean? You painted on the table. You made a beat on the table. A lot of stuff with the table.
I told myself that I was gonna put myself out there, and I'm really tired of dating apps. So I was like, saw the casting, saw the thing, and was like, oh, let me go find somebody that matches me, you know?
Okay, I have questions. Sorry. Questions. I let you finish first. Did they do background checks on all the people?
Look who's talking.
I love how they always make it seem like men are so sketchy. What crimes have y'all done in your lives? That's what motherfuckers need to be worried about.
You don't really want to know.
I want somebody that's serious but has emotional intelligence. Like, I want him to be able to flat out say what he needs and what he wants from a relationship rather than just, oh, we'll go with the flow. We'll see where it takes us. Like, no, I want roadmaps. I want somebody that can say straight up, this is what I want.
Or here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the f*** up.
Here are my boundaries. Here's my non-negotiables. Here's because I'm gonna respect somebody and honor somebody so much more if they can tell me flat out what they want. A man of the Lord.
She keep talking about the Lord. Ma'am, what you did to your body, is that of the Lord? Is that God-fearing? They don't like organized religion because organized religion has rules and regulations that they don't want to live by. And then keep in mind, you're going to have to get along with this nut job sitting across from her as well.
How rude!
I get it. I mean, maybe they're autistic or something. I'm not making fun of them. But I'm just talking to the fellas. This is just locker room talk. I don't got anything against the girl with the white or the girl in the black. You know, I wouldn't want to hang out with them, but nothing personally against them. But let's look at this from a man perspective. Do you want to have to get grilled by this chick in the white a few times before you get her stamp of approval? Is that worth it to you?
It's going
to
be a no for me, dog. Keep it up, though.
Abby, hello, just hello. Vivacious. The red is
ready.
It is. I don't know if it's crimson. I don't know if it's, you know, but it's a showstopper.
It is. I just say.
She looks like every other bitch.
So how are you feeling today?
I'm pretty good. Pretty excited. Pretty nervous. But it's I think right. That's how
we're
it goes.
Going to shake it out.
Yeah. You know. Always.
All right.
Tattoo on the chest. Deal breaker. No questions asked. No slack cut, no grace given when it comes to a chest tattoo like that, fellas. Yeah, I kind of don't get the vibe that she dates black guys, but I'm not going to say that. But I definitely get the white guy vibe. But the reason I don't want to say that, because I can't stand when black women say, you seem like you don't date black women. Look, black men, take that as a compliment. If they say, oh, you don't seem like the type that date black women, a.k.a. you don't seem like you accept ghetto ratchet loudmouths who are disrespectful. So yeah, take that as a compliment, black men. You actually look like you got standards and don't act like a buffoon.
Well, we have some amazing guys that are excited to meet you. Are you excited?
I am.
All right, well, buckle up, Buttercup.
I'm buckled.
We're going to get started. All right, our first gentleman, his name is Jaymont. Come on out, Jaymont.
Today,
sir.
I'm wearing red, looking lovely today.
You know, saying.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is Abby. Abby Jaymont.
Doing,
nice Abby? To meet you.
Jaymont, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very, very good.
I feel like now since he met you, see how I work that in.
You know what? Wing woman, love it.
You got something going on? Like before I get.
Nah, you good? It's all you, Jaymont.
How does anyone find that funny? I mean, seriously, how does anyone find that funny? If you laughed at it, there's something seriously wrong with you.